Yeah.
Welcome back, kids and coaches.
Ha ha.
We're in phase two of the podcast now. I know you guys missed us. We've been gone for a long time, but we were kind of asleep, so.
I was washing my car. Jimmy, what were you doing? Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Chilling. Mad
it's been
chilling.
A long.
He's just been big chilling. No yeah, big man. Deal. It's no big deal at all.
Yeah. But we're here now. That's all that matters.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry we've been gone so long.
Let's talk about the events that have transpired since we last left
so,
you guys.
So, we almost made a birthday podcast back in November. And what had happened was...
It was the funniest one. It was going to be the funniest one.
It was really
one.
Funny. Like, it was a really good
we
one.
We were fucking cracking up. But
it was great.
And then Jonathan fucked up, basically.
What did I do?
It was your computer.
It deleted the footage.
Well, yeah, it just stopped recording once it had turned off. And so because of that, the greatest podcast of all time will always remain a mystery. Yeah.
But also, that was like a team effort. We had like
we had
10 people on that podcast.
And most of us were drunk by that. No.
Yeah.
Were we?
We were impaired alcoholically, I would say.
Damn. Yeah, that was good. It was a good one, though.
It was a good one.
I wish we.
You sound like you have a fat chaw in your mouth.
Sorry, I'm just spitting.
Spitting seeds.
Seeds in a recycled Dasani bottle that Jonathan's used.
You're welcome.
Since, you know, Mr. Struggle.
We care about the planet, so we're reusing all of our bottles.
Exactly.
I spit on your computer. I'm so sorry.
Did you?
I'm so sorry.
Well, there goes this podcast as well. My computer's going to go out any
great episode.
It's fine.
But shout outs.
Oh, yeah. Sean, start with the shout out. You have one.
I would like to shout out the game 10-10 because it keeps my girlfriend busy all the time.
Love that.
Really enjoy that. Like, if we're ever on a date and she's, like, bored, she'll just, like, completely tune me out and turn on the
Beautiful.
Game.
Beautiful. Good stuff. And you have time to cheat on her.
Exactly.
You have time to cheat on her.
What, this? Y'all weren't taking that seriously?
No, man, I'm with.
Yeah.
I'm a virgin, so I
will. I'm a virgin,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Pure boys. The pure boys.
Actually, we should name the pod. No, we shouldn't.
The pure boys?
Actually, that would be kind
pure
of dope.
Boys. So we are in need of a new name. And JP and Friends just, I guess it just doesn't do it for everybody. I guess because their names aren't in it. So if I don't get my name in it, no one does.
Yeah.
So it can't be a name, like, with an actual, like, person's name. Just has to be something random. Maybe the Pure Boys.
Pure Boys sounds pretty tough.
I do like the Pure Boys. It feels good.
I just don't want us to be, like, in a category under, like, religion. Like, when they click on podcasts.
About genres.
And then we just talk about all this crazy shit.
Hi. So, anyways, last night, fisting my girl down the street. And then someone listens like, I just wanted
motivation for this week.
I was just trying to get to work, bro.
Like
I missed
church, but Jesus.
It'd be like that. But
that
so,
a cool ass name, though. We should think about it.
So maybe not. Maybe if we put, like, instead of an S at the end, a Z at boys.
That would be tough.
Maybe somebody would
B-O-I-Z.
Be like.
B-O-I-Z.
Because then they would be like, oh, okay, it's not what we think it is. And then
I'm
they
okay
listen.
With that.
Maybe.
We might change that, bitch.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. But anyways.
Could be
shout outs.
Oh, my shout out.
Oh, my God, bitch.
Thank God for Jewel. Thank you. Send me pods, bro. Sick. Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy. Okay. Yeah.
Don't do it.
I know what he's gonna say. I don't want him to say it, but at the same time, I kind of want him to say it.
So I was advised not to bring out my normal shout outs, but we're gonna reverse it. We're gonna do porn.com.
There's other porn sites, man.
Well, I don't want them to think I just beat my X videos, XNXX.
Like great.
What's
one.
Another one?
Great choice.
Another
X-Hamster.
X-Hamster.
Yeah.
Haven't been
it was
that.
It's the old one I used to do back in high school, man. Solid choice, though. Has
vintage.
A lot of videos.
Everyone loves the vintage stuff.
Everyone loves good vintage porn, man.
Yeah, when you're down and you're alone, you know.
You're like, bro, this is that 05 stuff.
Just like, if you want a fucking throwback. I mean,
that is the throwback I'm talking about.
They got categories though, so you can just click on.
That is true.
Anyways, enough about that. But
enough
yeah,
about
it's
the shoutouts.
Merch. We said we were going to drop merch about a year ago.
We said we were going to do a lot of things, and we didn't. We said we were going to make one every week. That didn't happen.
That really
we're going to make one a year at least, go. So.
How about one every 6 months? Let's shoot for the stars.
Okay. All right.
Let's shoot for the stars, huh?
I'll check my schedule.
Looks like I can't do it in 6 months, actually, so we are going to have to do one a year. All
right.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, they understand, though. They don't want to listen to us.
Yeah?
Constantly, you know. I'd be kind of... Actually,
I did like the once a week thing, though. It was a good idea.
We had it going. It's just we were so fucking busy with, you know, life
and then every
and
time
shit.
I'd be like, yo, let's do one.
And cheating on our
girlfriends. Yeah. Every time I'd say, let's do one, someone would be like, ah, man, the way my bank account and life is set up, I can't come.
Like, my back hurts every time you invited me. So
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. Sean's mom was making dinner, so he couldn't come those times.
No, I completely get that.
I get it, man. When mom makes dinner, you gotta stay home.
Gotta eat.
Sustenance, you need it.
Yeah,
right?
We're still broke at the end of the day, so we can't. You know,
poor boys.
Oh, that's kind of tough.
Broke boys.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Because then we wouldn't have to be in the category of pure. Because even though we're all virgins, I don't think it would be nuts. You know, great if we were pure
so
boys.
Broke boys.
So broke boys would be tough. We should think about that one.
We could make a really cool... I'm already thinking of, like, logos.
Like, we could have, like, trash cans and, like, the...
I am garbage, so it makes sense.
I am garbage.
We could just have, like, a group of... We should get, like, a picture. All three of us. Somebody have, like, an empty wallet, and we just open it up. And somebody takes a picture, and we're just looking at it like...
This is us.
This is it, buddy.
You should see our setup. It's fucking... Trust me. We're, like... We have our own house, you know what I mean?
We have an entire house just for podcasts.
An entire basement, yeah.
Entire basement just for podcasting.
And guess what? We fucking bought the house. We only use the basement.
Because
we're
house
so fucking
with
fire.
Monopoly money at gunpoint.
What can I say?
I was like, you give me the house, I give you this Monopoly money. He was like, no deal. Pulled out the gun. He felt
obligated to
sign the papers and say, okay, dude, sick.
What if the police knock on your door? And they're like, hey.
I'll also bribe them with Monopoly money.
That normally works.
If she's paying with Monopoly money, the police probably have water guns, so.
Life is crazy, isn't it?
It's a little wild how things work, huh? They're always prepared, you know?
Always, you know. Since we're on the topic of life, let's talk about the Jake Paul and Cody Ko incident. I feel like no one really fucking knows about that.
I feel like that transition was terrible.
Well, like, because we're talking about
speaking
life.
Of life, let me talk about this beef.
speaking of fire trucks, anyways, guys, I was in school the other day, and...
Listen, I thought it was a nice little way to, you know?
That's fine. Okay, we'll talk about it.
But do people really, like, is it just us that know about this?
I feel like all of our friends know
Twitter
because
knows.
We all watch
Twitter
it.
Twitter knows.
True. Twitter does know. I don't
mean,
use Twitter.
He has a solid following, so a good bit of people
Which
do know.
Which one are we talking about?
Cody Ko.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, both of them kind of have a solid following, but Jake Paul is more of like 11-year-old girls.
Though.
Yeah.
It's 11-year-old kids that want to buy his merch and drive a Lambo.
That's Jake Pauler. That's true, yeah.
I don't want you to ever say that again, actually. That made me really uncomfortable the way that came out of your mouth.
That's how I roll.
But yeah, the incident... I think it's interesting.
The complications.
I honestly think it's a good part on Cody because he's like literally shitting on this guy.
Well, I mean, you gotta think about it like this: any publicity is good publicity. So
especially,
at the end of the day,
you know,
he can make as many videos as he wants about Cody. Like he can say crazy, horrible things. Cody already has that solid fan base.
It's just going up.
That people
point.
Are like, bro, we know Cody. Like literally, people like at least 5-10 videos over like 600,000 views of people that made a video. Shitting on Jake Paul in his video of
Jake
Cody
Paul's
Ko.
Video literally has more dislikes than likes, and if that's not the funniest thing ever.
I mean, it's not just a few more. I mean,
it's like 50 grand, like...
His likes were... I want to pull it up.
Yeah,
last time when I checked the video, which was, like, right when it, like, first happened, it already had 50,000 likes, but, like, already almost 250,000 dislikes.
That's 250,000 people clicking.
I mean, a lot of people don't like him. I mean, if you think about it, just not a lot of people like the guy. He doesn't make himself very, you know...
Holy crap.
How many?
63,000 likes, 457,000 dislikes.
So Cody Ko...
Let me just thumb that one down and add to the...
The family's definitely coming to get him. For sure.
That's crazy.
I mean...
I didn't know it was that much.
I mean, it was a terrible video.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally got on there and whined for 17 minutes about how he was bullied by another adult.
He looked like...
He's a grown man. He's 22 years old. He's a grown man. Bro, if you can't take a joke by then, you're never going to be able to take a joke, and that's just how life works.
How do you be cyberbullied, though? Like, literally just, like, turn off your computer or close your eyes.
I never
delete your account.
That.
Right?
I never
If you're that mad
that.
About it, delete your account. Go private. Nobody can talk to you.
That's true. Now you have private on fucking
now, Cody,
every
can't
app.
Roast me. I blocked him.
You know? I mean, shit. But, yeah, I just think that whole thing's fucking funny. Just because of... The whole time in that whole video, Cody was just like, yeah, I'm still going to talk shit about you.
Of course he is. Of course he is. That's what he does, but it's beautiful. And it gets me going, man.
It's fucking great.
His videos.
Jake Paul is just like a baby who's offended too easily.
He just looks like a big... Let me not say that.
No, say it.
I don't want to say it. Because then I don't know if, like, what if we have special kids watching or listening to our podcast?
Are you gonna make fun of special kids?
No, it was gonna be.
You're gonna say he looks like a special kid.
No,
we're only 11 minutes in.
I know.
Feel like
I
need to stop.
I don't want to hash that guy in there. So we'll save it for the end.
Just don't talk about it.
Don't disrespect them by putting them in the same category as Jake.
They're much better than Jake Paul.
Okay, this has just turned on me.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's a really shitty take.
I'm gonna save the joke at the end of the video.
Please do.
Yeah, it's gonna.
We'll like censor it or something.
Beep.
Fuck that, we're not censoring.
See who
shit.
Can guess what Jimmy said at the end of the video.
You know, like
free merch to whoever guesses.
What's the free merch? What would we give them?
I really fuck with that picture on your on the podcast, like the picture.
Which one?
It's like the only fucking picture we have.
The
on
JP
there.
And Friends logo picture?
Yeah. That shit's kind of tough.
I mean, it was a selfie I had with some cloud goggles on.
I think that shit, but like the way it came out, like kind of
like
a cartoon type shit looking thing.
I mean, you
like
can definitely
painted.
Thank my boy Nick Hunter for that one.
That shit was tough.
Graphics boy.
That was nice. So yeah, if you want merch, it's gonna start at $100 and.
Whoa. $150.
I'm sorry.
$150.99.
I was being generous.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to. $159.99
with the discount code JPender.
The discount's 5% off, but usually it doesn't work, so you're going to have to pay
one. Buy one, get one for $200.
We haven't even hit them with shipping yet. So you have the discount code, but the shipping's $35.
You can get shipping free if you send us a video of you doing six backflips off the top of your house and don't die.
Yeah.
And
no, fuck it. Send it if you die. That's how we know it's real.
Send the family merch.
And our merch is actually just garbage cans with our faces on them.
We would send you like merch for life, but like that's kind of expensive.
That's ridiculous, bro.
We'd
like,
just send you one shirt.
And all shirts and sizes are the same size. It's a small.
The small and large, same size.
It's like fitting into.
Someone gets like an XL, and it's like a medium.
It's a medium.
See, it's a little small. I can't really get my head.
So I tried the XL. It looks more like a small, very confused.
That's tough, bro.
That's tough.
No returns, no exchanges.
We put it in the very small print. That shit, we don't even know what it says.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, before on this YouTube topic and this last little bit of this, me and Sean have also need to make an... God almighty, I can't talk. We have also got to make an announcement that we are going to be making another YouTube video soon.
Oh.
The Chronicles of Jet and Chad is coming back.
It all started on this podcast.
It did. It was an idea on the podcast, and we were like, it's a pretty dope idea. We made the video, got like 200 views on YouTube.
Wow.
We gained 13 whole subscribers.
13. Yeah. That's 1-3.
1-3, brother. 3 more than 10, 6 more than 7.
You're good at math.
I do what I do. I do what I do. But we have some crazy ideas, you know, and I think these next videos that we make are going to be really sick.
Fucking bangs.
So if you are subscribed to our channel, what's the name of it?
I think we're Mad Boarding.
Mad Boarding. That's it. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
If you are subscribed, keep an eye out because the boys are coming back.
And if you're not subscribed, you should subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to Mad Boarding.
And while you're at it, hit that like button and drop a comment on how you feel.
Hit the like button, turn on notifications, all the above, bro.
like promote us on your Instagram, your Twitter, your Twitch, your Snapchat, YouTube.
MySpace. How about this? Like for a like. Let's take it back to eighth grade. Like for a like.
What does that mean?
You didn't ever hear about
that? It's like, hey man, like my post and I'll like yours.
That Instagram what thing back fuck? In the day when people all they cared about was likes, they would be like,
oh, was that yo, the TBH shit?
No. They would be like, yo man, if I'll like five of your pictures if you like five of mine. And then you'd like,
that's so back. Uncomfortable.
I never, it made me uncomfortable.
Would be like blowing up your account just to get likes for their own pictures.
Yeah, they would blow up your account and then they would message you and they'd be like, yo man, so I noticed you didn't like my pictures. Really weird. I'm like, oh.
That's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah, dude. Sorry. I swore I liked him. I don't know if it showed up yet.
I was on my other account. You see what I'm saying?
That's like those famous girls who get on Instagram. They're like, I have 14,000 followers, but I see only 10,000 liked this post of me at the beach last week. So something's not adding up.
My favorite is when it's like you go to some girl's page and she has like 4,000 or 5,000 followers and still gets like 15 likes.
Right. Who bought the followers?
I feel kind of bad for those people.
Mommy and daddy bought those.
You really shouldn't feel bad for them. You should just laugh.
And still not like their pictures. Yeah. Just go right by that bitch.
Oh, look. It looks like they... Oh, tough.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
My thumb going too fast.
Austin Riley with another home run. That is an absolute animal.
As we're podcasting, we're also staying very focused on the Braves game.
Oh, you got someone following
up to date? Yeah, whatever, man. I don't care about my followers. I
don't like their picture.
Oh, shit.
It's a Twitter account.
Yeah,
I still
don't like their pictures.
Or account in general. Maybe I just won't follow them back.
That's rude.
Yeah?
I'd follow. I don't follow.
You don't even use Twitter.
I don't use Twitter. I don't use Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't use the internet because I'm too afraid of being cyberbullied.
I actually just walk everywhere. So
I actually am the cyberbully.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah?
In my latest pictures, you've been calling me a dirty slime ball. I don't know what that is, but...
Slime.
It sucks, man.
When did anybody ever use that as an actual insult? Hey, you
fucking slime.
Chill out, you stupid slime ball. Before I freaking, like, hit your face, dog, don't even try it. You're a slime ball and a grease head. Don't even do it, bro.
It's like racist and like funny at the same time.
Let's log into Instagram today and see what everyone has to say about my latest pic. Oh, slime. Oh, so Jonathan, you're not like my friend.
It's like,
I thought we were like cool, but
hashtag slime.
What does that mean? Now I got it. Speaking of slime balls. Let me tell you guys how I lost $1,500.
Oh,
the slime ball.
We don't
played
know.
You?
Yeah, we don't know anything about this.
Genuinely don't know.
If some of my, you know, listeners don't know, I have a lovely girlfriend. Shout out to Savannah. Sick stuff.
The one you cheat on.
Jesus. Well, I gotta delete this one now.
Only on Tuesday.
Bro, it's a Wednesday thing. It's a Wednesday thing. You promise not to tell.
Sorry, my bad.
Whatever. So anyways, we were going to the aquarium. Shout out Georgia Aquarium. Sick stuff. You guys got some dope sea otters. Good stuff to see. So we're going. Before we leave, I tell her, you know what? We're driving in downtown. I'm more comfortable driving in my car than yours. I just know my car better. I've been in downtown in my car. It's just easier, you know? Mm. She was like, well, I don't know. I don't want you to be shifting because I drive stick. So, you know, sometimes it can get a little bumpy. If you shift wrong, whatever.
Yep.
Stuff happens, bro. So I'm like, whatever. We'll take your car. Kind of uncomfortable. Didn't want to do it. We get there. And you know how, like, every parking garage in Atlanta, the spaces are like...
Yeah.
The size of a shoebox.
Yeah.
And you have to park a full-ass car in there. So I'm pulling into a spot. You know, I'm used to my turn radius. I know how my car goes. I can fit into any spot. Don't know how hers goes. So I'm pulling into a spot, scraped a car right next to us. I thought maybe I should drive off, right? I look up, see some cameras. I'm like, you know what? I got to do the right thing. We leave a note on the guy's car. And we're like, yo, my bad. So call us at this number. So he calls, and he's like, all right, it's no big deal. It's like scratches and stuff, whatever. So we're like, hey, just go to a body shop, get the estimate. I don't want my insurance to go up. So all I ask for you to do is literally just give me the estimate, and I give you the money, and we're good. All right? Cool. Thought it was okay. So he texts us. You know, this is, like I'm saying, this is scratches on a car. Not like
a long scratch.
Just like a scratch on the, like the bottom, like the bumper on the back of the car, like a scratch. Like maybe, I would say at the most, like 8 inches long, okay. If that. And like easily buffable. Mm. Easily buffable scratches. So this man, you know, takes a while to answer, finally answers and says, thanks, I got your note, whatever, I'm going to go check at a body shop. Mm. So we're like, okay, I'm thinking, you know, body work. It was small scratches. I'm thinking like $600-$700 at the most, right? This guy hits me with it's going to be $1,000 to fix. I'm like, what? So he told me he got an estimate at this place. I was like, all right, well, can you send me the invoice? I have no problem paying. You just got to send me that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I just want to make sure that I'm like paying you the amount of money. I'm not getting played out here. I don't know you like that. Mm. So he was like, oh, well, I went to the place and they said their system was down. So I couldn't get an estimate, but I know what they said. They said $1,000. I was like, all right, well, if you don't mind, can you just like get 2 or 3 more just so I can make sure? Like, just so I can make sure that's a solid number, you know? Because I'm not stupid. Like, the scratches were nowhere near what I think $1,000 were. I'll give you this. It was a Volvo. So, you know, Volvos are a little bit more to fix.
Was it, like, a newer one?
It was a new one. But still. Fuck. Still, $1,000 is, like, the most I'm thinking. Like,
yeah,
this
just
gotta
buff that bitch out and
exactly. Exactly. Easy buffable. Literally, you could put water on it and get half of the scratches off.
Do it yourself. You don't
exactly.
need to pay $1,000.
You can compound it in your yard in 10, 15 minutes and be done. Hmm. Stuff like that. So, I wait for today for him to go check more places. All right? This guy, I don't know who he was talking to. I don't know where he got his information to go, but I know what he was trying to do. He sends me 3 invoices, right? Every invoice was over $2,500. I'm like, brother, brother.
That's
a whole car. $2,500 for like a little bit of scratches, a few.
Yeah, he was definitely
ridiculous, right? So he sent me like all these places, and I know what he did. He went to the most expensive places.
Oh,
he
straight
could
up.
He went to Butler Collision in Atlanta.
I don't know what it is, but
it's like
Atlanta.
They do stuff with Butler tires. Butler tires, they do like they put like tires on Lambos and stuff.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
They do the most they can, and they charge the most they can. So then this guy starts hitting me with, well, There's a sensor under there, and it's probably broken, and they said they couldn't even look at it. And I literally told him, I was like, bro, there's not even a dent on your car. Mm. There's no way the sensor is out if there's no dent or damage to your car other than surface scratches. Not even a dent, bro. I'm telling you, not even a dent. And this man is trying to say I owe him $2,500.
I would have just laughed.
So the day before, though, he told us $1,000, and that's what he would do. So yeah. I call him. I'm like, look, I'm willing to pay you the $1,000.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to pay you the $2,500 because it scratches, and that's ridiculous. This man goes, nah, man, lowest I'm taking, $2,500. I'm like, I think that's a little ridiculous when you got a quote for $1,000. Even called the place, said, yo, I'm the guy that hit this, you know, hit this Volvo. Can you please just give me the quote? I'm trying to pay him so I don't have to go to insurance. The guy was like, yeah, no problem. Do you have the name? I found the name off one of the invoices he sent me.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, here it is. He drove a Volvo. This man sends me the invoice from that first place, $978. This man is trying to play me, and I'm not stupid. So he's saying now, he calls me today, and after that whole, like, fiasco on the phone, I was like, I'm not paying you $2,500. It's not worth that. And it's just, I'm not, that's a ridiculous amount for scratches. And he, like, started getting upset. So he was, like, mad now. He was like, well, I need the $2,500 because that's what it is to fix it. They got to look at the sensor. Bro, there's no dent in this man's car. No dent. Just
what
scratches.
Sensor is like behind the bumper?
You know like the lane changing sensors?
Yeah.
So like when you change lanes, they have to like, hey, there's a car coming. Don't hit them. Yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying he doesn't know if it's broken or not.
You probably smashed it beyond repair when you tapped his bumper.
Oh, yeah. When I scratched his bumper, I absolutely totaled his car.
Fucking ripped out the sensor, I guess.
I might as well have just gotten a crowbar and broke his window, too.
I was going to say, it sounded like you hit it with a sledgehammer, honestly.
Get your money's worth at least.
So I'm on the phone with this guy today, like I said. This man, like, starts getting angry. He's like, well, I'm heading back to the aquarium right now, and I'm going back to the parking garage, and I'm filing a police report.
bet.
Whole time he's saying all this, bro is like very foreign, so you can barely understand him. Like
definitely Kavanaugh.
Every third word you can pick up. I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, I'm calling police. I said, okay, do it. He hung up the phone, right? 5 hours go by. Don't hear anything back. You know, I'm making sure, like, just wondering, see what this guy's up to, you know, whatever. Hear nothing back. 5 hours later, man finally just texts me. He's like, I'll do 1,500 today. I was like, well, it's better than 2,500.
But
it's still not a thing. I mean, okay, look. The only way, like, he wouldn't have done anything lower than 2,500, like, hours before this, right? Mm. He sent me, like, 3 invoices. All were, like, $3,100. And one was, like, 26, right? But the day before he agreed upon the 1,000, he was like, I'll do 1,000. And all we wanted to know was just to make sure if that's a correct amount. It's just simple scratches, no big deal. I never thought it would be
this big of a deal. Yeah.
The whole time I'm saying this, this man is making everything just a big deal. So anyways, I agree to do the 1,500 just so he'll shut up, because I'm not going to do 2,500. I'm not going to pay him a cent over 1,500, because even in 1,500 in general should be more than enough to fix
his
car.
That's a lot of money.
At the same time, he's not probably going to fix his car. He's probably just going to pocket the money and buff it out.
And buff that bitch out.
Exactly. So I'm already, like, upset that I'm having to give this man $1,500, but I also don't want cops. I also don't want to have to deal with court, which he lives out of state, which was another big deal. So I'm not going to go, like, he's not going to want to stick around in Georgia for months on end just to go to court about something stupid like
that.
That's
why I feel like he wouldn't have even gone through all this.
Yeah, I don't know why he did. So then I'm like, okay, I'll do the $1,500. But you're going to sign a waiver that says you're not going to come back and try and get more money. You're not going to try and, like, put me on insurance and say that I did, like, I wrecked your car. And you're, like, you're not going to try and take me to court at any point or file a police report. Because, I mean, obviously, you're trying to cover my bases here.
Yeah.
So I send him that. We start talking to him about it. And we're like, all we need you to do is sign it and send it back. And you can literally, I'll send you your money and you can fuck off. That is honestly how I felt. So then this man starts getting annoying. He's like, well, I want to see your address.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what does the address have to do with that? So I was like, all I want to know is your name and your signature are right on your license. You can blur out everything else. And he's like, well, now I want to see y'all's signature on your license. I'm like, we're not comparing it. I just have to compare it to make sure it's the same on the waiver. That's not some random person just signing it and I'm giving $1,500 to someone that doesn't even own the car.
Yeah.
So finally, he finally sends me proof. So I finally just send this man the money. And then he's like, all right, thanks for $1,500. Bye. And he's just, thanks. He's like, bye, thanks.
Yeah. That's too much money, bro.
Bro,
Should have taken his ass to court.
Straight up. It would have been cheaper, bro.
I know it would have, but the problem is he wouldn't have stuck around. So he would have, like, he wouldn't have done it.
That's dope.
Exactly.
Nobody
would have lost any money.
I know, but he would have kept begging about the money. He would have kept talking about the money. Then he would have taken it on. Then he would have taken it to insurance, because that's what he was next. He was like, "Well, if I don't get money, I'm going to insurance." And so then insurance, everybody's rates would have gone up.
Insurance would have been cheaper.
Still, bro.
Like, I think like a deductible is like $500.
But still.
I mean, I get why.
I'm not going on insurance, bro. Insurance is already high enough for me and her.
$1,500.
$1,500, man.
What you can buy with $1,500?
Yeah, I know. I thought about it. I thought about it.
You could have repainted a whole fucking car.
I could have bought some off-whites.
It wouldn't have been smart, but that shit would have been dope as fuck.
Right?
I would have walked out. You'd have been like, yo, that's dope. I would have been like, yeah, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, I got court tomorrow, though.
I got court tomorrow, but...
While we're on the subject, you trying to cop these? Because, like, my bail kind of costs a little money.
On the low, I can fuck with you for, like, $750.
You know what I mean?
Bottom for $1,200, though. So I'm giving you a deal, bro. I'm
giving you that friendly discount, you know what I mean?
It's a discount, bro. Jesus. A discount. So, yeah, a little upset today, man. A little upset about this guy. Fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah, that kid.
You don't know anything about business, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
Big business guy, man. Tax percentages, reform, money, graphs, circle charts.
We like graphs.
You remember pie charts? Dope. Fuck with pie charts.
They're the easiest thing to learn because it's just fucking numbers and colors. Pie charts, right? Yeah. It's a big ass circle.
Of course. It's yeah. It looks like a pie. You idiot.
I didn't know that.
You fucking idiot. Shut the idiot. Hell up.
Okay.
Moron.
Yeah.
What's next?
I mean, we had some stuff on the list. We can still go. We have 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
I want to do like a few more.
I thought that said preemptive murder.
Preemptive strike.
I was like, God damn. We didn't even fucking see that shit.
I need to make these lists easier.
Dude, I was.
This man thought.
Next up on the list, cannibalism.
Bestiality. Let's talk about fucking pigs, baby.
It really wouldn't be surprising at this point.
What?
I've talked about a lot of weird shit on here. Like,
I saw a tweet today. It was like some chick from like a VH1 reality show. And she's talking about her husband. And it was like talking about like, you know how they do like the preview to the, like the interview. So they're like, you know, Lil Wayne talks about drug use, death, and the car he just bought. And it's like, but it's like a 40-minute interview, right?
Yeah.
So this one popped up on Twitter today. And it was this lady in some reality show. And she's like, What's-Her-Face's husband talks about his cocaine use, bestiality fetish, and, like, the other one was, like, and his, like, disrespect towards women. And I was like, so we're just gonna, like, just subtly put in his fetish to, like, fucking animals in there. Just, whoop, slide that in there.
Yeah, whoop. right before the fact that he hates women.
You know, well, that's probably why he fucks pigs or whatever, because he hates women.
I mean, maybe he's a classy guy. He fucks a horse.
What is that even? What do you mean classy?
Is that classy?
I mean, are you going to fuck a barnyard animal or are you going to fuck a stallion?
Horses live in barns. So
he has a good point.
Yeah, but they live in stables. Different. Yeah.
But it's still in a barn.
It's still in a barn.
You have the different. Stables and then
yeah, the but stables barn. Are like nice, bro. Like I'm thinking like if he's fucking an animal, it's going to be like the Budweiser horse.
Oh my God.
The Clydesdales, bro. The fucking Clydesdales.
I didn't see that on the Super Bowl.
Solid half. That's the commercial they didn't run.
He's guys, this there. One's a little extreme.
He's just back to.
So do you think we could like pair this horse with a dude? Right, they're on a date, and then they pull out the Budweiser and get jiggy with it.
I you know, I'll talk to our producer, but I really don't think that's gonna work.
No. I think you should definitely.
We should just push it in another direction. But Super Bowl is kind of trash.
It's like three. It's like three dudes that are just in the back. Yeah. They're like, no, we really want to push this idea.
Like, what if we throw a twist in there where there's no dude and it's just another horse?
Just imagine. All right, right. Set the scene for you guys. You come in on a stable, right? It's the middle of the night.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Stars in the sky.
Yeah.
Birds ooh, not flying because it's dark.
They're asleep, obviously.
Yeah. Crickets chirping because we love that at night.
The moon.
And then we pan into the stable, right?
Big ass black.
And there's just a big ass stallion just absolutely giving it to this mini horse, bro.
It's like in all these horses.
But
have
at the end of it,
really
at the end
names.
Of it, the horse is gonna
like
finish.
Marvin and Curtis.
Fucking Clint.
That's a good. If I get a horse, I'm gonna name him Clint. This is Clint.
Clint
the
Clydesdale.
Clint the stallion, just here.
Turned.
I mean,
so fat.
I mean, there are probably some fucked up guys in the marketing.
Yeah,
department.
Man, but
they're drinking all that Budweiser. They're drunk.
They just probably
Budweiser's not
things.
Like shrooms, though.
So imagine, brother. Let me tell you something.
Can you
bro.
Just imagine just walking in with that PowerPoint? Just like, listen, guys, listen. I know
just like
I haven't
straight.
Been.
My man worked all night on this tirelessly. He's
straight
like,
face the whole time. So he's okay. Like, guys, this is not a joke.
So I'm gonna have this stallion fucking this Clydesdale, right? All right. Listen to me, guys. I know you guys are laughing. You guys think it's funny.
Hold on.
When the
hold
horse
on.
Finishes, it's going to let out a neigh, and out of his mouth comes a rainbow. And in that rainbow, Budweiser.
And just holding, just the dude holding.
And he just,
it. It's like, it was worth
as,
it.
As soon as his presentation's done, he acts like he did a big thing. He just cracks open a goal. He's like,
he's just like waiting for that applause to never come.
Where's my check?
The main guy sitting at the other end of the table with the other head, and he's just like,
he's like, okay, so I see you open your presentation with comedy. Now let's see the real commercial
idea
that you
have. So I see this is slide 49 of 49. I'm wondering when you get to the real presentation, and he's just sitting up there like, I mean.
then you have the one guy in the back with the beard just like.
The slow clock.
Fuck, dude.
He'll always be known as the worst guy.
Bro.
I mean,
I've been
dude.
Pushing this shit for years, bro, Marvin.
I tried to pull this shit in like 2 years ago. They just wanted to do that fucking puppy commercial, and they screwed it all up.
Remember, I was on work relief? Yeah, good luck with that one, bro.
I was only gone for 3 years, and they finally gave my job back. I'm just the janitor now, man.
Why would the janitor be in the presentation room?
He was cleaning up the donut scraps that they left behind. They're like, all right, yeah, we're finished with our fucking donuts, peasant.
Like, thank you, sir. Let me clean this up for you.
They're like, yeah, you can eat them if you want. You look hungry. You gotta pay. Hey, man, you gotta feed his family. You gotta be a janitor sometimes, bro.
Wow.
You know, it might be offensive towards janitors to call them that, so.
What, janitors, peasants? That kind of
janitor,
sucks.
Peasant, you know.
I don't find janitors peasant. It was just like.
I think janitors
it progressed
are
the story.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty cool. I met some pretty cool janitors.
They're a little odd, but.
What about lunch ladies? What's your thoughts on lunch ladies? Did you have any cool lunch ladies you remember?
I had a dream I fucked a lunch lady.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the direction I was going.
In the cafeteria.
I was thinking more of...
Well, yeah, where else would you meet her at, you know?
Goddamn right. I know.
I mean, like, I've never... I don't think I ever had, like, a really good, like, lunch lady story where she... You know, like, all those kids have stories, you know, I tried to get extra cheese sticks one day, and she, like, gave me, like, a smile and said, just take the extra, you know, for free.
No, I'd never.
Bro,
I'd never.
All the lunch ladies at my school just, like, I feel like they were just, like, stared into my soul and just, like, handed
like,
me, like,
they're
poison.
Like, yeah, I hope you can finish this.
I don't even want to look at it anymore. Please get it out of my face. The more you eat, the better I feel.
They put it on the menu. We already had it cooked 2 days before, so, like.
2 years before.
Good fucking luck, dude. Like,
it just came in a package.
Shit, we didn't even throw it in the fucking microwave. It's still ice on that bitch.
You just gotta huff on it. Until like,
all you stinky ass motherfucking kids.
All these kids just huffing and like putting their hands on it. Like,
that's how the government's controlling us now is school lunch food.
Through the pizzas we used to have?
Yeah.
Okay, pizza was the best.
The pizzas
meal.
Weren't. The, like the little.
The Mexican pizza?
Fuck.
Yes. The best meal you would ever have in the Douglas County school system was when they pulled out the Mexican fucking pizza.
You'd never, like, deep down, like, if you were just out and about and you saw that shit, you wouldn't touch it. But being in school, you were like, yo.
Did you get extra on those days?
Dude, I paid that extra.
Absolutely, brother.
Oh, yes. I typed in my little lunch number. I said extra on that bitch.
Always would.
Yeah. I love that. Better than that, I mean, the school food was fucking ass. I mean,
other than that, yeah. I mean, what was the other good school food?
Stromboli? I physically can't remember.
The only thing we had in Carroll County was Crispito Day. That was
what
a good day.
What the hell is
the
a Crispito?
Fuck is that, bro?
Honestly, it's just like those taquitos that you get at QT.
Jesus
except they're
Christ.
A little bit bigger.
I can't lie, that actually sounds kind of good.
And it was like literally everyone would like they would like kids would like run into the classroom like it's Crispito Day and we would all like rejoice. We were like it's Crispito Day. We don't have to like shove food down our throats today.
Sounds like prison.
It's edible. Like,
what popped in my head was like, oh, they finally turned on the water. Like that's what I got.
That's what it was like though.
Jesus.
I don't think Carroll County was that bad.
You know what? Just ask someone. They'll
about the
you.
School system just to see what was going on there?
Bro, it's awful. I spent about half my childhood there, and it was very bad years.
It could be worse.
It probably could. We could live in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they don't have water, so.
Still.
Like, that would be definitely worse.
Hey, man. But Jaden Smith is bringing them water now, dude.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's like doing some business venture out there.
I don't know
there.
What the fuck. Last time I heard about him, he was dancing in a Tesla. And then after that.
Yeah, while he was like, while it was like self-driving to Flint, Michigan.
But then he was like, then he was promoting clean water for Flint, Michigan whilst he was doing that.
How do you think he was getting that money for the water?
Dancing
in a Tesla.
It's not all Will, man. Will Smith didn't give him all his money, man. He had to make it himself.
I guess.
And now look at him. Savvy business
decisions.
Must be
fucking nice.
Helping
tax
the
percentages.
Tax reform.
Pie graph.
Graphs.
Pie chart.
Line graphs. Statistics.
Bar graphs.
Bars.
Scatter plots.
Bars.
Scatter plot. I feel like this is a solid first episode back.
Yeah. We talked about one thing, and then after that, it just, like, the list we had, we just...
I mean, we got most of the list. I mean, we have one more if you want to keep
talking.
When it
goes off the rails, that's the best podcast.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's when we make
our
best
content. You can't plan greatness.
But that's true. I want to talk. What other thing was on there?
Preemptive relationships.
You know, we could do an entire episode on that by itself.
That's like a whole episode.
Like part one and part two and part eight, you know what I mean?
Part 12.
Part 1 through 36.
We could have a whole series.
Month, yeah.
A whole series.
The rest of all these podcasts are just going to be about that.
This is a good episode.
I felt pretty good about it. Felt pretty confident going into this.
It wasn't forced. Like, preemptive murder.
Oh. Okay, guys, here's our list.
So here's the list. You got to follow it one by one.
We never follow the fucking
list. Well, first
list.
Of all, I had the list, and the Cody Ko thing was like second to last. And you brought that up right away.
Yeah, speaking of life, let's talk about Cody Ko, who also is alive.
Well, I just had so much.
Speaking of genocide, let's talk about Cody Ko and Jake Paul. Can you believe
it? I thought it was a smooth transition, and it didn't happen.
I feel like it wasn't as smooth as I wanted it to be.
But nothing ever really goes the way.
Hey, if you liked Jimmy's transition, leave a comment if you can do that.
Leave a thumbs up.
I don't think they can. But they can just listen.
Just watch the fucking video.
Then,
podcast.
It's not a video. We're recording it.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. You're doing a great job, man.
I'm fucking up, man. I'm nervous.
I mean, it's fine, dude. It happens to the best of us.
I just lost my virginity yesterday, so.
That's big news.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man.
Same, bro.
Yeah.
Same day.
Did you really?
Same day, yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm so happy now. I can finally.
We can finally talk about it. Girlfriend. I can, like, look her in the eye now.
Oh, no, that's still off limits for me.
You think?
Yeah.
That's a little too far.
I'm not going to look at my girl until we're, like, married for at least a year.
I don't even know what my dick looks like, if you're being honest.
You just kind of pulled it out and...
When I wash, I turn all the lights off and I put on rubber gloves and I just kind of...
Don't touch it.
You know. 90% of the time, I'm not even washing it.
You, like,
wrap
the whole
room
in, like, tarps.
How do you piss?
It's a mystery, man.
I just kind of look away from the toilet and hope it lands.
Don't look. I get as close as I can, and then I feel like, you know how in the urinals, it gets a little cold if you get too close.
Splashback.
Uses echolocation.
There's an app for that.
There is. Is there?
I don't know. Probably. Some weird apps out there.
Using dolphin language.
What?
Update, we're going to use the dolphins in the urinal to help us piss. Because
they use echolocation.
Wait, what is that?
You, like, make noises.
Okay, that's called, they have, like, Doppler in their senses. Where it's like a radar.
I don't know why'd you have to make that suck so bad?
Wait, are you talking about dolphins?
Yeah, like how they, like, communicate and, like.
Dude, shut up.
So that noise they make?
Shut the fuck up, bro.
They're just not fucking around?
No. They, like, actually use that to see where stuff is. Yeah,
I'm not gonna make the noise.
No, you just sound like a T-Rex.
Like,
no, a T-Rex got his leg cut off.
You don't know what a T-Rex sounds like. You never seen one,
dude.
Oh shit, that got deep.
I will beat your ass right now, bro.
Do it for everyone to see.
Yeah, or hear.
Yeah, I mean,
can you imagine what that would sound like?
There you go. It's done. Jonathan's out.
I'm gonna commentate. I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy.
She's going wild over
She's
here,
crazy.
Bro.
Fight Club, baby.
You can't talk about it. That's the first rule. And you just did.
Wait, Fight Club?
Yeah, first rule of Fight Club. Don't
I
talk
fucking,
about Fight Club.
I hate you with a passion.
Have you never seen that movie?
I've fucking seen the movie.
Why are you so upset about it?
No one gives a shit.
I care. It was a great movie. Whatever, dude.
I'm sorry.
You know
I'm
what?
Twisted.
We can end this one now because I'm just
You know, speaking of great movies, it's time for this podcast to be in an end.
I see the transition.
I like that.
Thank you.
That was
fucking
bullshit. See, Jimmy?
Shut up!
Take a fucking hint.
From all of us here at Phase 2 Broke Boys.
Pow, boom, boom, sick
Merch dropping soon.
Yeah.
Yeet!